As we continue our study in this wonderful psalm, a psalm of 176 verses, and we will finish it up next week. Tonight we're going to look at just one stanza, since we have our business meeting, starting at verse 153. We'll begin there with this particular psalm. Quick review, this has been on there for the last seven Sundays. We have nine words that we see in these 176 verses that have a reference to the Bible, and they occur in all but three verses, and each one of these stanzas is made up of eight verses, and each verse begins with the same Hebrew letter, and tonight that letter is Resh, and you'll see there. And so we'll pray, and then we'll look at these eight verses this evening there. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that we can look into it tonight. Lord, we pray that you would speak to our heart from these verses and psalms. And Lord, even though those who wrote the psalms lived so long ago, yet we certainly identify with them because we have some of the same issues in our lives that they had in theirs. And Lord, we thank you that we can call on you as well. And these psalms refresh our souls and encourage us, and we thank you for each one of them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Verse number 153, he says, "Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law." Now at the end we're going to do something a little bit different than what we've been doing, but we're going to continue the way we've been going in these verses for the last seven Sunday evenings, looking at two of the words in each one of these verses and seeing how it relates to God's word. So he says, consider mine affliction. And the word consider has to do with looking physically at something and giving attention to it. And so he's calling on God to turn his head and look this way. Here I am, Lord. I have a need. I have all of these afflictions here. And then he says, deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. You'll see deliver in the next verse as well, but it's a different word. The word deliver here means to draw someone out. And so he's right in the midst of all these afflictions, and he says, God, look my way and see me just kind of swimming in all of these afflictions and pull me out like you would pull a fish out of water. Deliver me from this. And he has a reason for asking God to do this, and that's identified with the word for. He says, for, because I do not forget thy law. God, I haven't lost your word from my memory. I've been meditating on it. I've been thinking about it. I've been repeating it back to you. And Lord, I love your law. And because of that, I'm in misery. I'm asking you to come and deliver me. And sometimes God will. Sometimes he'll leave us there a little bit longer than what we want to stay. But he always knows what is best for us. So then in the next verse, the word deliver is the word we're familiar with, redeem. This is a word that's used for the kinsman redeemer. And so here he says, plead my cause. Pleading like an attorney would do in a court of law. He's saying, God, conduct my case in court. Here's my cause. I have this cause and this controversy, or this contention, and actually these two words, plead and cause, they're very similar. One's a verb, one's a noun. There's only like one letter in the Hebrew that's different there. And so he's saying, plead my pleading for me. He said, I have this cause, I have this controversy, and I need an attorney. And God, will you do that for me and deliver me? Then he says, quicken me according to thy word. And so now he says, redeem me, buy me back. Here I am in court, and there's a penalty to be paid, and he's saying, God, will you take care of that for me and redeem me? We're going to look at the end of the section tonight at that little phrase, quicken me, because you're going to see it three times in these eight verses. This is the fifth of seven times that quicken me occurs in Psalm 119, and so we're going to look at all seven of those when we get to the end. So we'll hold that for a minute. Verse 155, salvation is far from the wicked. salvation, being rescued from danger. Why is salvation so far from the wicked? Well, we look at the rest of the verse and we see why it's so far from them. They don't seek it. It says, for they seek not thy statutes. Aren't you glad that no matter how wicked someone is, no matter how far they might be from salvation, the Bible says, seek and you'll find. It doesn't matter how long a person has been in sin or how wicked the sin is, whenever they turn and ask God to save them, then he's instantly near in a moment's time there. And so he's asking for God's salvation. Verse 156, great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me, there's the phrase again, according to thy judgments. The word great here is a word that means many, not great in size necessarily, but we'll see the word many in the very next verse. Verse 157 says, many are my persecutors, and that is the exact same word. So he says there are a lot, in verse 156, there are a lot of tender mercies that you have, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Aren't you glad that God has innumerable compassions, tender mercies to us? This little phrase, tender mercies, we've seen it before. When it's used in the singular, it's often translated womb, because there's a connection there, like a mother to her womb with the baby and the compassion and the connection. That's God's tender mercies to us because we're his children. He has given birth to us through the new birth of salvation here. 157, many are my persecutors. And so not only, God, you have many mercies, and I need your many mercies because I have many persecutors and enemies. In Christianity today, we have persecutors. We have those who pursue us and foes who want to do away with Christianity and the stand that we take. This word enemies here is a word that has to do with narrowness. And so there are people that want to kind of squeeze us out and just make us fewer and fewer. And we are a narrow-minded people, aren't we? And that's not a bad thing. Jesus was. He said he was the only way. That's pretty narrow, isn't it? And so we might have persecutors and enemies because we take a stand and say there's only one way, and Christ is the way of salvation. And he says, I'll not decline, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies. This word has to do with stretching something out. Oftentimes, that's where the word liberal comes from. The only time kind of liberal the Lord likes in the Scripture is a liberal giver, isn't it? And other times, being liberal is not so good. When we get stretched out too much, then we're easily broken. And so he says, I haven't declined, I haven't stretched out, I haven't turned away from your judgments. I beheld the transgressors. Notice the word beheld. Remember we saw in verse 153, he said, consider. It means to turn your head and look to me, God. And now we have the same word where he's saying, I've turned my head and I've looked and I've seen transgressors. I've seen people that are traitors to God. We don't think very highly of traitors, do we? Traitors of our country, people who are married and they are a traitor to their marriage. If you have a friend and he has become a traitor, we don't think too highly of them. And here he says, God, I had beheld these that have betrayed your word. And notice the response it had in 158. He says, I was grieved. Doesn't mean sad. It means to abhor, to loathe something. And he said, God, whenever I saw these traitors against your word, made me angry. I hated those that turned against your word. And the Bible says we ought to have that kind of hatred, shouldn't we? We have a hatred for those who leave the Word of God, who twist the Word of God, who are involved in unrighteous deeds. We hate those deeds. That's what he said in 158. I beheld them. I saw that they were transgressing, becoming a traitor to your word, and I hated it because they kept not thy word. Now 159. Consider. There's that same word again. The third time we've seen this word, to turn the head and look. And now he says, I have considered, consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. And so he says, Lord, I love your instructions. I love the precepts that you give me. And so if we really love God's precepts, we're going to have the right kind of response to them, aren't we? We're going to be obedient to them. And he says, Lord, you look, you can see how I respond to your precepts. You can see that my response is one out of love. So he says, quicken me according to your loving kindness. Deliver me is the word redeem here that we've seen earlier. Quicken me. And then the last verse, 160, he says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Notice what we have here. We have the very beginning, and we have the very end, the forever. God's word is true from the very first word he's ever spoken to the last word he's spoken. God's word is true. God's word is faithful. The word beginning means top or head at the very start. God's word is true from the very start. God's word will be true forever and ever and ever, time without end. Every one, notice that thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is inspired here. And he said, I love your precepts, Lord. And three times in this section, he says, quicken me. And so let's look briefly at the seven times in Psalm 119 where he says, quicken me. It's kind of small because I wanted to get it all on one screen, so hopefully you can see it. They're a little smaller than usual. Verse 40, I didn't put the psalm number there. Remember, in these psalms, we don't call them chapters because they're really not chapters. It's 150 psalms there, and each one is one psalm. And so verse 40 of this psalm, he said, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. And I've underlined some words in each one of these verses so that we can see what he's asking God to quicken him, to make him alive. It's God's word that makes him alive. Remember, there are nine different words in all of this psalm having to do with the word of God. Five of those nine are used in these seven verses having to do with being quickened, because we're quickened by the word of God. And so he says, I have this longing. I have this desire for life. And don't we all? We want to live. And God gives us that through his righteousness. Whenever we get saved, he puts the righteousness of Christ in us. And then we have eternal life. We have genuine righteousness, not like the Pharisees that we saw this morning, which is a phony pretense of righteousness. Then the next verse, 88, he says, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of my mouth. So he says, Lord, I have this longing for the living that you can give me through your testimonies. And he said, Lord, when you give that to me, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to maintain that right relationship with you so that I love your law, I respond to your law. The life that you give to me, I want to use it for your honor. 107, he says, I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me according to thy word. And we have all been afflicted by sin. And sin destroys. Sin takes away life. And so here he says, I'm afflicted, I need life. God, it's your word that gives life. Notice the precepts in the first one, his testimony in the second one, his word in the third one. There are three of those words that refer to the Bible. 149, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. There's a fourth word for the word of God. And so he says, God, hear me. I have this longing. I have this commitment. I have this affliction. Hear me. I'm far from you, but God, I want to be near. Quicken me, and God will always answer that prayer. The fifth one, he says, plead my cause, and we find this one, the fifth, sixth, and seventh one, are all in this stanza of resh that we see. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. 156, great are thy tender mercies. When God quickens us, it's not because we deserve life. It's because of his tender mercies that he gives us life, because he sees that we are bound in iniquities there, that we're afflicted there, and he hears our voice, and he will plead our cause, and he will quicken us according to his judgments. There's the word for the Bible. And the last one, consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Consider, look my way, and see how I love your precepts. And as I was looking at these seven verses that have quicken me in them, if you will notice the parts that I've underlined, all of them but one kind of focus on David. He says, I have longed, I shall keep, I'm afflicted, hear my voice, plead my cause, and the last one, consider how I love thy precepts. But there's one that's not focused on the Lord. Verse 156, he says, not focused on David, great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. And he recognizes that if he's going to have deliverance, if he's going to have life being quickened, it's going to be because of God's tender mercies. He recognized that he did not deserve that, and neither do we deserve it. But God is there. He's near. Even though we might seem far away at times, God is only a prayer away, isn't he? And we can call on him, and he will hear us, and he will restore that fellowship through his word. And this is how we fellowship and commune with God. It's through his word. Every word from the very beginning to the very end is God's word and inspired. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for how it ministers to our hearts. Thank you for the life that it gives to us. Lord, help us that we might love your precepts, that we might obey them, that we might share them. And Lord, even in times of affliction, when we're feeling far away, that we can call upon you and you respond immediately whenever we go to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you that we have Christ as our intercessor. And we thank you that you have quickened us and given us life worth living, not just life in the future after we die, but even now we can enjoy the eternal life that you've given us here on this earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.